Blog Talk Radio.
All praise and active is the name of the Lord, and welcome back to the Tuesday edition here on NTA Live here in the studio. And we're your host, Ambassador Hagen. And at this time, we will go back into part two as we are here live in the studio with the saints here at First Fruits. Come and go with us as we go back into that service. God bless.
God bless you.
Okay.
Good morning. Mother Johnson?
Yes.
This is Bernita from 616. I would also like to request prayer for my mother, Missionary Frierson.
God bless you.
She has been sick.
Two more prayer requests.
Thank you.
Two more prayer requests. Are there any other prayer requests?
Yep, Mother Disby again, unspoken.
God bless, bless, bless. No more prayer requests. Anyone want to pray? Anyone feel led to pray?
God bless you, Mother Johnson. That's Dr. Pfeiffer. I would pray. I believe I missed some names. The phone was going in and out, and Mother Digby just called the last name. And may I ask her, what was that name? Praise God.
My niece, Charlene Brown. She's having a problem with drugs and alcohol.
Bless you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for another day, Lord God. Thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for waking us up this morning.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being a real good God. We ask that you forgive our sins, oh God, our iniquities and our faults and failures, oh Lord. We ask that you forgive our debts and our debtors, oh God, in Jesus' name. We ask that you bless and look on your people right now, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Those that are placed on the altar for a blessing right now. We ask that you bless our leaders, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, oh God. Bless Mother Johnson in a special way, Lord. You hear the requests of your people. You hear the cry, oh God. Hallelujah. You said you'll wipe away all tears in Jesus' name. And right now we ask that you wipe away the tears and wipe away the sorrow, wipe away the sadness, wipe away the stress, wipe away the emotional pain.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus'
thank
name.
You, Jesus.
We pray right now, Lord God, that you bless your people. Bless, oh God, and hear the request of our First Lady, Lady Betty, oh God, concerning Bishop Andrews and Sister Latrian Brown and the children in Jesus' name. Look on them and turn them around, oh God. Bless and heal in your mighty name. Let a special angel, oh God, bring mercy and goodness to them this day in your mighty name. You're our special deliverer in Hanaha, in Inaha, in Jesus' name. You're the Hanaha. You're the special deliverer. You're the special UPS in Jesus' name. And we humble ourselves before you right now. That you bless, oh God. Hallelujah. Sister Peterson, in Jesus' name. Bless Mother Taylor. Bless, 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 oh God. In your mighty name. Heal and deliver. Heal and deliver. Deliver, 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 Lord. Let no weapon formed against your people prosper. Deliver them from all in Jesus' name. Bless Mother Peterson, her grandson, and her traveling, in his traveling home, oh God. Look on him right now. Cover with your blood. Let him have a praying spirit on his travel in Jesus' name. Give him to look up to you, oh God, and lift you up. Bless Sister Bernita and her unspoken request, the personal request, the request for her mother, oh God. Bless and heal. Hallelujah. Heal their lungs. Clear their airways in Jesus' name. Touch their bodies right now. Touch their finances, oh God. Look on them, Lord Jesus. Supply the job, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, that is needed to sustain the family. Bless in Jesus' name. Open up a door. Open up a way. Open it, oh God, a way out of no way in your mighty name. Look on that family right now in Jesus' name. Touch, touch, touch Sister Lucia, her children, oh God, and bless the organization that is taking time out to nurture her children and build them up and strengthen them, oh God. Thank you, thank you, thank you right now for those organizations that are reaching out to families in Jesus' name that are helping bring restoration back in the home. Touch them, Lord God, in your name we pray. Touch Sister touch her children, Keon, Galen, in essence, oh God. Bless her auntie, Sister Earlene, in a special way. Heal and deliver, Lord God. Let them call on your name. Let them call on your mighty name. You call on them. Hallelujah. Let them call on you, Lord, for healing.
Yes, Lord.
Let them
thank
call
you.
On you, oh God, for deliverance in time of trouble. Hallelujah. Give them to seek you, in Jesus' name. Help, help, help. Help your people to seek you, oh God, in your mighty name. Bless Mother Digby in a special way, oh God. Sister Charlene Brown, turn that child around. In your name, Lord God, turn around, turn around, turn around. In Jesus' name, we bind drugs. Hallelujah. We bind the taste, the desire. In Jesus' name, we ask, oh God, that you anoint her tongue. In Jesus' name, let an angel, glory to God, dip his finger, in an oil, oh God, and anoint her tongue and every drug addict. In Jesus' name, let their tongue be dipped, oh God, and touched by the anointed oil. In Jesus' name, all the way from heaven down, touch him, oh God, and hide him in a secret place. In your name we pray and we bless your holy name. Touch, touch, touch. Don't let drugs have control over our families and our children in Jesus' name. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We call for missionaries and deacons and ministers and preachers and pastors and bishops, oh God. Hallelujah. We call them from the streets where the enemy has trapped them. We call them forth in Jesus' name. You said other sheep I have which are not of this fold, but they are all so I must bring. And in Jesus' name, we bind every devil in the streets, oh God, that is trapping, that is trailing, that is chasing our families in your mighty name. And we thank you, oh God, for bringing them in once again to the kingdom of God. Bless Mother Johnson in Indiana, oh God. Bless her church. Bless her Pastor Kim. In a special way, Lord God, let them be anointed to preach your word, teach your word, oh God, and exalt you on high and lift you up before the people. Hallelujah. And let others be drawn unto you in Jesus' name. Bless Mother Brett right now. Hallelujah. Sister Harris in your name, oh God. Touch her, touch, touch, touch the Johnson family in Jesus' name. Lift the heavy burdens, oh God. Don't let their hearts be troubled. Don't let them be weary. Don't let them be weary and well-doing, oh God, but give them to praise you and to lift you up. Give them a praise in the midst of the storm in Jesus' name. Bless the Scroggin family. Touch and heal right now, oh God. Bless in Jesus' name. There may have been a layoff, oh God, but you know the reason. You know how to supply. In your mighty name, touch the family, touch the finances, in Jesus' name. Look on your people, oh God. Look on the sick everywhere, everyone on the line. Touch in Jesus' name. Touch our minds, oh God, our feeble minds. Heal our minds, oh God. We need a touch. We need a touch. We need a blessing from heaven. We need you, oh God. Hallelujah. Let your rod and staff comfort us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in your house and in your tent, oh God, and we will lift you up. Help us to draw close to you, oh God. Renew our minds. Restore righteousness unto us in Jesus' name. We need to be restored into righteousness in your name, oh God. Help us, help us, help us to serve you and only you, Lord God. And forgive, oh God, everything that we have done that's not like you, that we will be lifted up and lift others up, and we will be able to draw those to the kingdom in Jesus' name. We pray for a debt-free convention right now. Oh God, hallelujah, as you bless your people, as you open up their purse, their pockets, their wallets, oh God, their hearts in Jesus' name, and let them continue, Lord Jesus, send in a blessing in your mighty name. Bless, oh God, hallelujah, that we go in here debt-free. We pray, Lord God, that that financial burden be lifted in Jesus' name, and we thank you for everything you've done. We thank you for all your healing. We thank you for touching us. We thank you right now, oh God, as we give you honor in Jesus' name and humble ourselves before you right now. Thank you for this Holy Ghost divine anointing in your mighty name. Thank you for watching over us all night long in Jesus' name, giving us rest, oh God, and waking us up at the appointed hour to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you,
Jesus. We praise your name. We praise your holy name.
Yes.
We honor you, Lord Jesus, and we will be careful all day to bless you and bless you and bless you and love on you, oh God, in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's praising. It's praising. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Come on, let's continue to praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And the Holy Ghost led you into being a blessing to our first fruits, that we can be debt-free as we go into the convention. It's actually next week, and some of you made pledges, and we need them. Amen. I'm going to let the team here make that pitch to you. Want to talk about that? The line is open to you if you were talking about the finances for the convention. We can go in there, and the prayer can be answered. I know the devil is trying to stop the prayer from being answered by making people not want to see their pledges in. But let me tell you something. Pops made on the convention yesterday. They said every person who will bless the convention, God will bless you. Amen. God is up to you if you want to talk about it. I mean, the convention. Amen. God is open to you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
All right.
Dr. Johnson, this Dr. Pfeiffer. I just want to encourage the hearts. Hallelujah. Under the anointing, if you have a blessing, there's something you want to send to First Fruits today, do it under the anointing. Do it when the Spirit is flowing. You might not be able to feel it, but in case you do, hallelujah, feel the anointing. Hallelujah. Let's help lift this burden. Let's help give relief to this convention. We've had service, and we have been blessed through First Fruits all year long. And some of us for years and years, and we don't want to just be talkers and not doers, but we want to be a blessing to First Fruits. Praise God. We want to put our money where our mouth is in Jesus' name, and let the Lord know that, hallelujah, for every blessing, I'll bless you back. Huh? Everything that you've given me, I'll give it back to you. It's not mine to hang on to, but it's yours, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we just thank you, thank you, thank you. So whatever you want to do today, do it under the anointing. Do it while the Spirit of the Lord is flowing. In Jesus' name, we have prayed, we have requested that this be a debt-free convention. And we want God to do just that, because because the devil can leave his shoes at home, because, hallelujah, we're going to stump all over his feet. And just in case you see him walking down the street missing a front tooth or wearing a black eye, it's because these prayers of the righteous have availed much and knocked him out and gave him that black eye. So if you have a gift today and you want to be a blessing to First Fruit, send it in under the anointing. Don't let the anointing pass. Because it will give an increase to whatever you give today. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Thank God.
Hallelujah. Anyone else? The line is open to you.
God bless you, Dr. Pfeiffer, and thank you so much for those words. There's not too much to say after that. We're just asking you all to please, let's just help us go. This, we just got a little bit left that we need to put down, that we can go in there, as she said, debt-free. And you don't have to hear us talking about any leftover bills from this 2014 convention. God bless all of you all. You know, we've been receiving some good words, some good Holy Ghost teaching on this prayer line. And we're looking forward for the Lord to show up and show out in the First Fruit Billion Praise Convention 2014. I'm so excited about next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, because I believe the Lord is going to meet us there. And even if you cannot personally be here in Kansas City with us, your funds will help us to make it available for you to listen to it via live stream, via internet, on the radio, on the prayer line. Saints, if you all want to say Sister Gina on the line begging again for money, oh, well, that's just how determined I am to do my part to help you all, to help get your blessing from this First Fruit Billion Praise Convention next week. So if you've made a pledge, we're asking you to send it in. If you haven't made one, we're asking you to send it in. If you want to make another one, we're asking you to please try to get it in this week. You can go to Walmart and send it Walmart to Walmart. Very cheap. I think it's about $4. And you want to send it attention, Dr. Bernard Johnson. Once you get that number, that registration number, that reference number, you want to call 913-406-4845. That number again is 913-406-4845. Send it in. Nothing is too large. Nothing is too small. But together, we all can make this happen for the glory of God. Those of you that still have not made your hotel reservations, it has been brought to my attention that they have us registered under Amazing Grace. We'll try to get that corrected today. But if you say Amazing Grace / First Fruit, you should be able to get those reservations. Those with pets, there are no more rooms in that hotel. But we're believing, God, that something will come up. But we do have our rates until the end of the week at the Hilton Garden Inn in Kansas City, Kansas, 302 Minnesota Avenue. Our rate is $104. So if they charge you anything other than that, and that includes our breakfast, if they charge you anything other than that, then you're not booked in the correct reservation. Thank you very much.
Thank both of you so much, very much. God bless you. Anybody else want to say a word for the finances of the convention? All right, let me just say to you, if you would, we are so close. The enemy always wants to block. The saints doesn't want anything to be successful, but we're close to having the convention center paid for. Now, remember 2 years ago, and then the devil tried to put us in a hole so deep that we couldn't climb out. We're determined to go in there debt-free. If you would help us just a little bit more, we can do that. And then I think if we got about six people who gave $100, we probably could come out of this debt-free. And then, or if we got 12 people to give $50, we probably could do it debt-free. Amen. The Lord has our back on everything. But if you would, send it in today. I want to thank I don't want to start calling names, but I want to thank all of you who really sent in something last week. And the early part of this week, we received your gifts. And we thank you so very, very, very much. And that has helped us move closer toward our goal. Now, I'm Bible says, ask and it shall be given. I'm asking. I'm not begging. I'm asking you. I want you to be blessed. I really do. Anybody who really helps you know God, a billion praises will be bountifully blessed. How can you not be blessed? How can you not receive a miracle if you'll be a part of it? He will bless you. And we look forward to what you will do. Amen. Some of you may want to encourage somebody else by saying that you'll send me in your gift today. Some things like that encourage others. Who will the Lord use for that? Amen. You'll send your gift in today. If so, just say that you'll do it today. Amen. Today. Is there one who will do it today? Amen. Just don't say it. Amen. The line is open to you. Thank you, Jesus. All right. God bless you. I can't ask you one more time. If you do it today, won't you make it known? If anyone, amen, we do that. God bless you. Thank you so much. We've been on the line here quite a long time, and I believe the Lord, I'm sticking in
you're a little low, Dr. Johnson.
Pardon?
Can't hear you.
Oh, you can't hear me now?
Hear you now.
Mm-hmm. I've got a new phone here. I'm adjusting to it. But they didn't hear me a while ago. If the Lord has led you to say and tell us that you'll be sending them today, we really would appreciate that. Is there one who will do that? You're sending your gift today. You go to Walmart. You like to do it online. You can go to Walmart Live and send it. Is there one who will do that today? All right. God bless you. God, I've tried my best to extend it to them. I'm leaving it in your hands, Lord. Thank God. Love all of y'all, and may y'all have a wonderful day. We're about ready to go here today. Amen. We've been here on the line here, and I think it's about 7 o'clock. And the Lord bless you. Yes.
I'm so sorry to interrupt, but I do want you to let them know that the change of the Founders Night and Founders Night has changed.
All right, go ahead and do that.
I just want to let you all know, as we're talking about our coming great conference, that convention, that the Founders Night has been changed from Saturday to Friday night. It was brought to our attention that the majority of the people would be in the area during that time, and to give those pastors a chance to be with our leader on Friday night. And so the Founders Night, which we will be honoring our own Dr. Vernard Johnson, will be that Friday night. And that Friday night is when you will wear your official colors, black and green. So just switch tonight from Saturday to Friday. And we just want to be in order and on one accord, so no one would be confused and everything, and you'll know exactly what is going on. Founders Night is Friday night instead of Saturday. God bless you all.
Wonderful.
Back to you, Dr. Johnson.
And Dr. Johnson, if I may jump in behind her, even though Friday night is Founders Night, this convention goes on until the 22nd. On that Saturday night, we're going to be having that old-time Holy Ghost revival. We're going to show God just how much we appreciate him in praise. Oh, I believe that somebody is going to get filled with the Holy Ghost during this convention. So plan to stay over throughout the entire convention. That's June 19th through the 22nd. Again, Founders Night is Friday night, and Saturday night is the old-time revival night. And we will be closing out on Sunday at Amazing Grace. We're kicking off that Thursday night with Bishop Jeff Vaughn, an awesome man of God, an wonderful pastor, wonderful preacher. So we're asking all of you all, please try to make it. We'll be having some of the folks you hear on the prayer line will be speaking during these events also. God bless you.
And thank you, both of you. And we are in those observations in our hearts and minds. All right, God bless you. May something wonderful happen to y'all this very day. The Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. We'll hear you back again on tomorrow morning. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Whatever you're going through, it's going to be all right. Bless all of you. Have a wonderful day.
God bless you all, the saints. Greetings from Sister Johnson and St. Angelo.
God bless everybody.
The Lord loves you.